1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky are about to meet at the White House. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Zelensky's visit today comes after days of trading insults. He said, unfortunately, Trump lives in this disinformation space. While last week, Trump called Zelensky a dictator.
They're expected to sign a minerals agreement as repayment for U.S. military aid. The Trump administration is slashing more federal jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is losing 880 workers, 5% of its staff, including some important meteorologists.
Measles cases are now reported in New Jersey, Kentucky, and Washington State after an unvaccinated child died amid a Texas outbreak. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo in Houston.
We do have the rodeo coming up, and we have spring break coming up, and we don't want to be the next epicenter of measles.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. As a part of Governor Evers' 2025-27 biennial budget, he wants to increase fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses for Wisconsin residents. Senate Bill 45 lays out the hunting, fishing, and trapping fees. A majority of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20, including for small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey. Some fees could increase by $40, including wolf harvesting, with a new fee of $88, and conservation patron has a new fee of $201. The last time license fees rose for residents was in 2005. However, in 2023, non-resident fees rose as a part of Governor Evers' 2024-25 budget. The DNR says that over the last 20 years, inflation has increased 59%, and costs of equipment and many items needed have jumped even more. And the Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, is coming fast. Lisa Hale has the details.
In our areas, the deadline to remove shanties from inland waters south of Highway 64 is March 2nd. Those on Michigan boundary waters need to be removed on or before March 15th, and on Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64, those should be removed by March 16th. No ice is 100% safe, and ice anglers should check with their local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties.
And the Great Lakes have gone from their highest winter ice coverage to a massive melt. Overall, they've lost a good 15% of ice in just 5 days. Lake Michigan fell from 34% to just 16% today. The warm-up melted 20% of the ice in less than a week. Lake Superior outdid that, dropping from 40% to just 20%, meaning nearly 30% turned back to water. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly what Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures today. Gusts from 30 to 40 likely. We'll get to the mid-40s by lunchtime, and then we'll drop quickly into the low 30s by late afternoon. A few sprinkles or flurries possible today as well. Tomorrow will be sunny and less windy, but colder. High of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Raphine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review, and Mr. Zomers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
February the 28th of 2025. Clouds have moved in, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our 98.9 WXCO studios. Temperature has actually warmed up a little bit. It's still warming. It's going to start to go down not too long from now, but right now, very mild start, 45 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Those winds are pretty gusty, westerly at 23 miles per hour, gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. So, again, there is a wind advisory that will go into effect at 10 a.m. this morning, going until 6 p.m. this evening, with gusty winds up to around 45 miles per hour expected. And these gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages may result as well. So be aware of that as we get into our Friday afternoon and into the evening. And then things will get rather cold tonight, with a low temperature of 10 tonight and only 25 for the high temperature tomorrow. So again, we'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue here this morning. Coming up in just a little bit at 9:21, we'll have our weekly visit with Paul Miklik, talk about Wisconsin sports. And then coming up at the end of the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events in history on this date, some celebrity birthdays as well. Also talk about some special days being acknowledged. And then, of course, we will have our number for the day quiz and give Ian an opportunity to try to get a fourth correct answer in a row, as he is 3-1 so far this week. He's already clinched a passing week. He's already clinched a winning week. And now he's going to try and get himself a tie for the best ever week, which is 4 out of 5. So,
what is the topic for today's number, by the way?
What is the topic? I don't like this one, so I'm gonna have to look. So I'm gonna look here.
Calling an audible.
Yeah, I mean, this one is the one that they have here. I'll share it with you just to give you a sense on.
Okay.
And maybe if you feel like this is a topic that you want to use, then we can use it. Absolutely.
Okay.
The number for the day: the minutes an average horse lies down per day.
I'm not sure about that one. Let's see if we can find a different one.
Okay, I will try to find a different one because we want it to be
be a very interesting number, though.
Yep, absolutely. So, well, by the way, do you want to know how long a horse lies down per day?
Oh, sure.
43.5 minutes. Oof. So 43 minutes and 30 seconds. So I don't know. That seems like an odd one to me. I want to have one that's...
A little too specific.
Exactly. So I will take a look here, try to find one here in the next number of minutes, hopefully before the end of this segment. But
okay.
Absolutely, because it's a big one. It's a big one here. We want you to get 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Go into the weekend with a win.
Absolutely. Coming up this weekend, any big plans? Do you have any ideas on what you're going to be up to?
Well, this weekend, as I mentioned, I think it was yesterday, but the Cedar Creek Convention and Expo Center is having the annual event, HeverCon. It's a very popular gaming convention, and this year is a very special year because HeverCon is celebrating their 25th anniversary. Their tagline is 25 years of hoarding games, like boarding games, and it's a pun. I had to explain that to my dad last night because he didn't get that joke, but it's okay. But this weekend is actually a special one for me because I will be going to HeverCon, although not as a participant. I will actually be a part of one of the entertainment shows happening. I'm going to be involved with my very special group of friends breaking into Broadway. We are doing a improv, a comedy show at HeverCon, all 3 days of the convention. In addition to playing some improv games, we'll also be doing some songs as well, all from hit musicals. I'm actually be joined by some special guests as well.
Oh,
so
very good.
If you're going to HeverCon and you're looking for some just fun entertainment and a good laugh, just come by our booth and check out our show. We'll be performing for an hour on all three dates at different times, though. I believe today's show, we have one at 3:30. Then for Saturday, we'll have a show at 4 o'clock. And then for the final day on Sunday, we'll have a show at noon. He's only for an hour. So.
Well, it sounds like a busy weekend, though. Very good. You planning on watching the Oscars on Sunday night? Academy Awards on...
I don't have anything going on in the evening, so I think I will.
Yep, Academy Awards Sunday night, 6 p.m. on ABC. Conan O'Brien.
Who wins the best picture?
Well, Conan O'Brien is the host. He's always good. I think Conan will do a nice job. Conan O'Brien hosting the Oscars for the first time. Emilia Perez is the front runner with 13 nominations. The Brutalist and Wicked close behind with 10. So that is coming up on Sunday. And after all the celebration for the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live last week, they're right back at it. Start the next 50 years. A brand new Saturday Night Live will be coming up on NBC at 10:30 Saturday. Comedian Shane Gillis will host. Musical guest will be Tate McRae. Some good news for Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was a former Marquette University basketball superstar. Went on to an NBA Hall of Fame career with the Miami Heat. And he had been battling cancer. But good news, former star, NBA star Dwayne Wade just shared that he is now cancer-free after undergoing surgery to remove a tumor from his kidney in December of 2023.
Good for him.
Yeah, Wade had kept his diagnosis private for over a year and only disclosed it to a select few family members. His wife, actress Gabrielle Union, praised his decision to delay sharing the news, allowing time for fears to lessen. Wade, three-time NBA champion, also led Marquette to the Final Four about 20 years ago, acknowledged struggling alone but found strength in his family's support during his health journey. So,
yeah, it's a very wise decision of him to try and keep the news private because you don't want all that bad press of saying like that, saying like, you know, he might and die or things like that. So I respect his decision for trying to keep it, you know, known to as few people as possible.
Right. And then
I'm glad he's cancer free though.
Yep.
That's a big accomplishment, and it's something to be very proud of.
Absolutely. So, again, that is fantastic news and truly a Marquette University legend. So good for Dwayne Wade. Also, if you're a NFL fan who enjoys seeing Taylor Swift at those Kansas City Chiefs games, there was some talk that Travis Kelce might be retiring at the end of the previous year when the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. But apparently we can expect to see more of T. Swift at Arrowhead Stadium because Kelce will be returning and back at it for another season in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it, sometimes folks talk about that players, you get to a certain level, they should retire. No. Yeah. If I was somebody, I would play as long as I could. Mm-hmm. Because especially for a professional athlete, say you retire around 40. You know, and that's for a good long career.
Yeah.
Most professional athletes don't make it that long. But, you know, if you retire in your late 30s or early 40s, you still got 40, 50 years left in your life. So the idea of, you should retire just when you start to slow down a little bit. You don't want to disgrace your legacy by going a couple of years too long. No, guys, I mean, like even Aaron Rodgers, he's in his 40s now. I mean, he could easily step away. He's made enough money. He's got these other interests that he has. But if he wants to play, he can play. If Travis Kelce wants to play.
As long as you can.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do.
Especially when it's what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because some careers you can go.
If you love what you do.
Yeah. Some careers you can go forever. I mean, you know, like an actor. You can be an actor from a kid until you're, you know, very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can just, you know, change the roles and still be able to do it very, very well. But to be a professional athlete where there are such few opportunities because there's only so many positions on so many teams, you should maximize it to the best of your ability. And if there's somebody that is wanting you to play for their team, hey, go for it. So absolutely. So I got no issue with players that say, hey, I want to go one more year. I want to keep going. Make sure that I basically empty the tank before you finish up. So
take advantage of those opportunities because if you retire early, you might regret it and you want to get back to it.
We've heard it. I remember when Brett Favre came back over and over again. So it's like,
was it Peyton Manning or Eli Manning who was the – no, sorry, I thought – Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Who was, he thought he was retired, and then he wasn't, and then he tried again, and he wasn't, so.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like, you know, maximize, especially when you love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Maximize it, so absolutely. Hey,
did you find a good number for the day yet?
I have not yet. I have to look during the break. We'll try to find it. I got to find the right number here for you, but make sure that we give you the best opportunity here at the end of the program. But coming up, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, talk about Bucks winners again last night, 121-112. Good win for the Bucks over the Houston Rockets. So they are winners of five of their last six. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Paul Micklick coming up in just a few moments. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Last night, I was feeling something wasn't right.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan, return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22, 45 degrees here in downtown Wausau. All right, Ian, I do have a number for you. I mean, I have a topic for the number for the day.
Okay, what is the topic for today?
Well, since we're here talking some sports, we're going to make the topic NBA.
NBA.
So there'll be a number involved with the NBA that will be coming up at the end of the show, and see if you can make it four correct answers in a row.
Oh, he is
on a roll.
That would be nice.
Yep. So see if you can wrap up the week with a tie of your all-time best week. So
nice.
Stick around, everyone, for that at the end of the show. But right now,
I was hoping that was going to be about retirement.
We were talking about retirement.
Are you making a hint towards me that it's time to retire?
No. You guys are talking. That's about retirement. And
what do you think? Do you think that professional athletes that stick around when people say, "Oh, they should retire now"? I mean, who is it for them to say to retire?
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff is always gray area. And But I would say that, a guy like Aaron Rodgers and Favre, when he was doing it, if you're thinking about retirement, you're not putting your full, and then you're going to come back and say you're going to put your, then you should retire. Then it's time.
That's a good point. But I just think that in the end, if you love doing it, and, I mean, you have 50 more years in your life and you can't do that anymore, I can see why you're
from that aspect. Yes, you want to do something until you end, but then I also think there is a time that enough's enough, and if you don't have your heart into it, it's pretty obvious, or if you're not putting the time into it, and literally then you're just collecting a paycheck,
and you don't want to get to the point where nobody wants you either.
And nobody wants you. And are you coming back just so you can be on a silly show, and on a Tuesday? What are you coming back for?
Right.
Like, what are you, why was he missing that, the mini camp? I know it doesn't seem like a big deal,
it is.
But I think it is so that's why I'm saying it's a great question.
And responsibility is a two-way street. I mean, if you want somebody to pay you that money and to do a job, you should be all in. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, in a way, that was with Favre as well. He would decide to come back right before training camp. I mean, it's like, you know,
and he wouldn't come to the you know, those off season stuff and things like that, and you know, I don't know, and you put organizations in limbo,
right? No, that makes a lot of sense.
So I think it's a great. The Kelce's was what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Right.
I mean, when did they play? Whatever. I mean, whatever. He's ready to go,
and they know, and they can plan and do everything you need to do. Exactly right. Before the league year starts coming up in a couple of weeks, so perfect. Everybody should know by the time the league year starts, because that's where you have to make
May 12th. May 12th, I think it starts right with some of that stuff.
Yep.
So I'm not March 12th.
March 12th.
Yeah. So you got a couple weeks, whatever, and now you can kind of put your stuff in order and move on. So I think again, it's a gray area, and everybody will have an opinion.
Are you? I think I asked you this before. You planning on doing anything with the NFL draft over in Green Bay?
I wanted to go over there some people. You know, it's one of those things you want to have a bucket list and you want to see, you know, what's about, you know, once in a lifetime, you know, so you know, take some time over there and go see it again. It's something that you'll never be able to do. I think it would be for myself personally, it would be wrong if I didn't go take a trip.
I hope, because I'm not going to do that. I have no desire to do that. I just do hope when I'm sitting on my couch that when they always show on TV these screaming lunatic fans that I want to see you. And now the Packers, they go, then people are just jumping around.
Yeah, I mean,
are we going to see you, jumping around and screaming? And
well, maybe. Depends.
Have you
depends what part of the day
right
is.
In front of the camera?
Depends on what time of day it is. It depends on what time of day it is.
Because they always have that camera. So here are a group of Packer fans or a group of, you know, Lions fans or whatever it may be.
And yeah, there's some things that you know you don't. That's like, well, what's the big deal? Well, this would be the only time in my life that I would be able to go there. You know what I mean? So one of those things.
You might get to meet Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's about meeting. It's just one of those things where
I'm meeting anybody. Tongue in cheek.
Well, first of all, I won't be anywhere close to Roger Goodell. I'm guaranteed that, and I guarantee after the first day, he's nowhere to be found.
But you being a world famous high school football coach, maybe he wants to meet you.
Yeah, something.
You've
like
been
that.
Honored at Green Bay a number of times.
Yeah,
isn't there a plaque?
We'll show him around.
We'll
show him around. Yeah, we'll show him around where to go. No, he. Yeah, that's he'll be there for that first day, and then. Then don't they bring out the assistant to the assistant of the assistant to
actually? I will say what they've done better in recent years is that sometimes even in the later rounds, the teams will bring up somebody that's sort of famous within
correct.
Their organization, and that's, you know, in terms of the TV show aspect of it.
Yep, it's cool.
But I meant when I was a kid, the NFL draft was a weekday, like Wednesday morning, and they would, you know, you'd want to sneak off of school because it would start like at 9 in the morning on a Wednesday on ESPN when they first started televising it, and then it would be in New York every year, but it wasn't even a primetime show. It was like a morning show, and you know, people are working, and then all of a sudden they realize, boy, a lot of people are staying home and watching this. And if we put it in prime time, maybe we can get some real viewership.
Yeah, it's a money. It's a money maker, and all that, you know, and on the weekend, and you know, starting on a Thursday night, and it's definitely, and all the build up for it and what they do. It's just probably, I don't think I can even wrap my head around it.
I'm going to give you some early credit after we take a timeout, because you had said when the Bucks were making their changes, you felt like they were a better team. Now they won 5 of 6. It looks like you're right on top of things here.
Correct.
So I'm gonna give you a little credit when we come back.
That's good.
You always claim I'm never giving.
He never
credit. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of credit.
The bus test. It's all about the bus test.
There you go. So it's 9:29. We have an information update coming up, and then more with Paul Micklegg coming up next. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Eric Humpty's defamation lawsuit against APAC and many Wisconsin television stations has come to an end. Lisa Hale has more.
Thursday, a judge threw out a lawsuit filed by Eric Hovde against several television stations, including some in Green Bay. Hovde, who ran for U.S. Senator against Tammy Baldwin last year, claimed that the ad placed by Wynn Senate PAC contained two defamatory statements. Judge Donald Zweedmulder issued an 8-page ruling that basically said a reasonable person would not have considered the statements, while negative, to imply illegal activity. The judge also noted free speech rights protect highly political content.
And the Shawano County Board unanimously voted not to pass a wheel tax. The county said the $20 annual fee would have gone toward road and bridge maintenance. But people living in the city of Shawano already pay $40 per year for their municipal wheel tax, and this $20 fee would have been added to that. And earlier this month, we found out that over 500 Joann Fabric stores nationwide would close. Now we're learning that all of them will close. The company declared bankruptcy last month. This week, after the company was sold at auction, the buyers announced plans to liquidate all stores in stock, including the store in Wausau. It's unclear how many people will be losing their jobs, and Joann has been in operation for over 80 years. But slow sales and staffing troubles forced it into bankruptcy twice in the past year. And a deer farm in Eau Claire County has reported a positive chronic wasting disease test in one of their animals. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection said the farm-raised deer that produced the positive test was located within 10 miles of Clark and Jackson counties, triggering baiting and feeding bans for all three. Eau Claire and Jackson County already have baiting and feeding bans in place, stemming from positive tests in wild deer. But Clark County will put a new ban into effect beginning on March 1st. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures today. Gusts from 30 to 40 likely. We'll get to the mid-40s by lunchtime, and then we'll drop quickly into the low 30s by late afternoon. A few sprinkles or flurries possible today as well. Tomorrow will be sunny and less windy, but colder. High of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And welcome back to At Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35 here on this Friday morning, and joined by Paul Miklik talking some Wisconsin sports. And as I said, you were somebody that after the Bucks made the trades, Chris Middleton going away and then bringing in some new and maybe younger and more athletic talent and giving a little depth, that you thought the Bucks were better. And right now it looks like they are, because, I mean, not only are they winning, but they're actually beating some pretty good teams. I mean, last night, Denver Nuggets, obviously one of the favorites, one of the teams to beat in the West, 38-21 now, and the Bucks win 121-112. It's 5 out of 6, and Giannis 28 points and 19 boards. I mean, just... I mean, the guy just, he brings his work pail every single night. But again, you got Kuzma with 16-9 and 5 assists. I mean, that's some really nice numbers. And everybody seems, I mean, even Gary Trent starting to play better. He had 16 points last night. I mean,
was playing better before. Yeah. He was, I will say. He had a very tough start. Yes, and he was starting to play better even with those. Before the trades, he was starting to become a key component off the bench. Now he's just kind of got, it's magnified because Portis is gone. So you need somebody to come off that second in that second group to be able to score. Porter is doing his job. He's got, you know, I didn't know, I guess, to be honest with you, how much he averaged when he was first drafted and played, and where he was and how much talent that he has. I guess he is a talented young man, both offensively creating their own shots, and defensively he can cause some havoc. So I do think, which the point guard, backup point guard, was a position of need. I think they secured that second tier of that when Lillard's not in there. The Portis thing obviously hurts, and they didn't shoot very well against Houston the other night when they lost, which was, and Houston's a good team too. I think they're 35 and 20 something. They're up there in the top five in the West. So it's definitely, they're headed in the right direction. They got a brutal stretch coming up here when they go to the West Coast, and before that I think they have like four games that they got six games, I think it is. They got two in the road, and then they got like three or four games at home, and it ends with Cleveland, and then they go on the West Coast trip. So you're talking about, I think you're gonna find a lot about them against Dallas here coming up on the road. They got them at home too, and then they got Atlanta. Can they win these games that they need to win?
Dallas is banged up right now, so I think that's actually a pretty good matchup. They're missing quite a number of players. So you got, I think, these couple of games, as you said, to kind of set things up for what will be a big test of a stretch.
A brutal. I mean, because I think you go with Cleveland to end at home, and then I think you go on the West Coast trip, and that's tough.
It's really weird that you think about Cleveland, because remember they played back-to-back games back early in the season. It feels like they haven't played them in forever.
Correct.
You know, so it's very, because that was during that time where they got off to the lousy start, and we haven't had a chance to see them now against one of the best teams.
And both of those games that when they played back-to-back, I think they played well. They played them real well, and I don't think they had everybody, obviously, because they had Milton at the time. Right. And then they played them one other time in the middle, maybe it was December or something around there, and they had nobody that night, and they got lost by like 35 or something. It was not good. And so to see if quite frankly, we're still not 100% because we don't have Portis at this time. So it's going to be this stretch coming up here, just to give them some buffer room, see if they can go to that, get that four spot for sure, and maybe you know, Detroit's, they're on fire, and they're only like a half a game or a game behind them right now. Yeah. And they end up playing Detroit two games in a row at the end of the year. But they have to keep that. They don't want to. Well, I don't think, some people might think they want to drop to the sixth spot. I don't think I'm one of them. I'm just saying.
No,
but
I know.
But that keeps them away from Cleveland.
Exactly. But Boston is pretty tough themselves. So, I mean, I think it's.
And Detroit just beat them the other night.
Right.
Bad.
Exactly. Well, I mean, but still, I think that
You can start to try to manipulate a little bit, and sometimes it comes back to bite you. But
correct, and you don't want to do that. You just want to play. But New York's even good too. So I think the easier first round matchup might be against Indiana, at home or away, whatever. Right. And then you go there. But who knows? Maybe Detroit passes both of those teams.
Yeah, exactly. That's still a lot to be determined. Badger men. Boy, I mean, it's really impressive looking at the Big Ten standing to see them in third. I mean, really, obviously, it was disappointing losing to Oregon, but I mean, it happens.
Ten-minute stretch.
Right. It still does spend. I mean, 22-6 overall, 12-5 in the conference. I mean, you look at it: Michigan State first, and Michigan tied for first. Michigan. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I don't think anybody saw this coming.
No, I think the Oregon loss. Only thing that might be a kicker is that might knock them out of that double bye, and that you know,
obviously that helps. Yeah,
I mean, I just think if they could get the double bye, and if they would have beat Oregon, and they lose to Michigan State, and they would beat Minnesota and Penn State, right. And then they go into that tournament, I think they could be on that number two or three line. Now you go lose to Michigan State. You don't get that double bye. Now you're sitting probably at that 3-4 seed.
And you got three teams at 11-6 right behind them. So obviously a lot still to be determined.
Michigan State did help Wisconsin by beating Maryland the other night.
Yeah.
And I think UCLA and Maryland have. And we got the tiebreaker on Purdue, but we don't have the tiebreaker on those other two teams.
Right.
So they have to beat them. Otherwise they're gonna lose a tiebreaker.
They always seem to do well in East Lansing, though. For whatever reason, they've played pretty well against Michigan State in recent years.
I think it's huge that Michigan. I agree. I think it's huge that Michigan State won, because really, and again, you can say what you want, but the Michigan State, if they lose to Wisconsin, and they beat Michigan at the end of the year, they're the Big Ten champs.
Yep.
Because they have the tiebreaker on them.
Yep.
All right. Now, you won it outright. I understand that. But my point being is, if they were lost to Maryland, that Wisconsin game becomes a must.
Right.
And I don't think you want to go to Michigan State with that on your thing. Again, not saying that. I'm always a big proponent on, it's not who you play all the time, it's when you play them. It was a grinder. It was, I think the final score was like, it reminded me of when Dick Bennett and right. Izzo had, I think it was like 48-45 or something. I don't know Michigan State's a good team, very good team. They're a winning team. They're well coached. That's what makes them, and it gets them through some of these grinders. And it'll be interesting to see if Wisconsin's offense can capitalize on Michigan State's defense, which is very good.
Remember when that first conference game against Michigan? Oh, what a bad loss. But Michigan's turned out to be a lot better than I think people thought they would be. I mean, and obviously you still want to win.
We sit in this situation, we'd be winning the Big Ten. You win that game.
Yeah, I mean that. But I mean, it shows again, I think now in college athletics, that you can turn things around pretty quickly, because the first year coach.
Correct.
I mean, in the past, it used to be, boy, you need to get 3 years of recruiting and basically build your program. And nowadays, get that checkbook out and get to work.
Correct. I mean, I do think that, I don't know, maybe I'm trying to manipulate my own head thinking that coaching still matters. But Michigan State, don't get me wrong, they have talent, but the coaching, you know what I'm saying? It's still there, and the coaches that are up there are still up there, even if you want to throw, not that I'm the fan of them, but Rick Pitino.
I know. I was looking here at the Big East. I mean, St. John's 16-2 in the conference, 25-4 overall. I mean, yeah. I mean, you can talk about Pitino in different areas, but the one thing he does, he wins. I mean, it's wherever he's gone, he's won, except for Boston,
yep.
The Celtics. But I mean, even with the Knicks, he won. I mean, the guy wins, and they're 17-0 at home. I mean, man, I mean, that's quite a story. I just have to admit, as somebody who follows sports, what St. John's is doing, because I remember the old days with Carnesecca and they were battling Georgetown and bring the passion back to Madison Square Garden. But you have St. John's, and then you have Creighton, and then you have Marquette. And last week I'd asked you, after the Marquette had got that win, well, they may be back. And then they laid an egg that very night against Villanova.
And they got off to a bad start, and they never could catch up that whole night. And I know they pounded somebody this week. But again,
Providence
now, yep,
is having a terrible year.
Yep. And then now they go to, is it UConn tonight?
Georgetown tomorrow.
Georgetown tomorrow, I mean. Which is not going to be easy. No, that's got to be a win. That's got to be, it has to be a win.
Because then they got UConn on the road next.
And then they got St. John's to end it up.
I mean,
they could lose all three of them.
Frankly, it would not be, you'd be a lot more surprising if they won all three than if they lose all three.
Correct. In a perfect world, they go 2-1.
You find two, and it's not a disaster if you only win one. I mean, to be honest with you, 1-2 is not a disaster.
Well, 1-2 is going to, they're going to keep on slipping in that.
I know. Yeah.
When you get to that 4-5 seed, I just, especially nowadays, now you're in trouble.
Well, they're not 4-5. I think they're looking at 6-7 the way it's going. Because I think I mentioned to you earlier, it seems like every year Marquette is seeded lower in the NCAA tournament than they're ranked in the national rankings.
Correct. Now, if they go and they win all three of these games,
oh, then boom.
Suddenly they're going to be in that talk back to
those quality wins too. That's what.
And I think I would say that almost at least two of the three, if not all three of them, would be a quad one wins. So now suddenly you got boop, you go way up in the list there. So these games are going to be important. They're all important. Who am I talking about?
At this point of the year, when you get to March,
yes, the eye test, they have to play. They got to start playing with some rhythm. And right now, yeah, like when they played Purdue earlier in the year, there was rhythm, there was flow, their shooting and defense and all that stuff. And right now, when I was watching that Villanova game last weekend, that was painful. That was
reminded me of that NCAA game last year where they couldn't throw it in the ocean.
It was over in the first 5 minutes.
Right. Because if Marquette doesn't put it in the hole, it just makes it way too hard.
Way too hard. And it's. And again, they're well coached too, and they're getting, I think, and getting everything out of them that they possibly can.
You know, I mean, they got obviously some talented players, but this is not among. I don't think if you were to list pure talent, they would not be a top 20 team in the country. Do you think?
Guys. The thing about this, they lost two guys there in the draft.
Right.
Do you think that any of these guys are going to be drafted on the team? I don't know. I mean, maybe. Cam Jones.
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe, but. I think talent, you're right. I don't think talent-wise they're as good as they were last year.
No, I don't think it's even close.
Right, and yet they're able to win 21 games so far, and hopefully when all is said and done, by the time it gets to the tournament, they'll be closer to 25. So, I mean,
correct.
That's pretty darn impressive.
You want to put yourself in a good spot for that tournament, and I don't think the tournament is going to make or break you, but I do think that it can move you up a spot.
Well, certainly if they scuffle at the end of the regular season, you're going to want to get a few W's in that tournament. So,
well, I'm just thinking like if you can get two wins against St. John's, I'm just using that as an example, and one would be on a neutral court. Now you're starting to do kind of a neutral court. Right. You know, I'm so that would be huge. You know, that would move you up a spot. I don't know how it couldn't move you up.
No.
A slot from six to five or whatever.
Who knows with those computers? Well, and I know, those committees.
But I mean, St. John's is legit. They're in.
They've proven it.
And UConn again. There's another program where, like him or not, somehow he wins.
Yes, he does. And he tells people about it.
Again, like him or not, but they do.
It's, you got to do more of that. Tell everybody how great you are all the time.
I don't know what we live in anymore.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. We'll enjoy
what game do you have tonight?
I got West Sectional
Hockey. Yeah, final. Yeah. What am I talking about?
There you go.
You guys enjoy yourself. And Ian, hey, 4 out of 5. It's a big day today. All right.
A very big day, yep.
All right.
It's coming up next here on WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back. It is Friday, the last day of February. We are to the end of month number 2 of 2025. It is day number 59 this year, back to 28 days in February. Last year, of course, it was a leap year with 29.
And so we'll be another one for another 3 years.
It's always, right? It's always easy to remember when it's a leap year because it's always a presidential year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's also an Olympic year. One of the Olympics is always on a leap year as well. So
good way to remember.
But day number 59, 306 days remaining here in 2025. I mean, just when you say it, it's just pretty,
man,
pretty amazing.
It goes by so fast.
It does. Some famous events on this date in history. 1912. And again, it really is amazing to think about how much has occurred in the last just over 100 years. Albert Berry, on this date in 1912, which is not that long ago, really, made the first parachute jump from a moving airplane. But nowadays, everything, we fly around, we fly to the, you know, to outer space, but we just started flying, basically, about a century and a quarter ago. On this date in 1961, President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, established the Peace Corps. On this date in 2004, Terry Nichols was convicted of state murder charges and being an accomplice to Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. On this date in 2015, astronauts at the International Space Station completed a tricky cable installation project to prepare for the addition of docking ports. And on this date in 2020, 5 years ago today, the first known COVID-19 case was identified in New York, a healthcare worker who returned from Iran. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Roger Daltrey, lead vocalist for The Who, 81 years old today. Dirk Benedict played the face on the A-Team. I remember the A-Team when I was younger. Dirk Benedict, actor, is 80 years old today. Ron Howard played Opie Taylor on The Andy Griffith Show.
Also a legendary director as well.
Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. Then went into directing and has had just a fantastic career.
He has.
Ron Howard, 71 years old today. Also, actor Catherine Bach played Daisy Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard, 71 years old today. Tim Daly of Wings is 69. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon is 57. Actor Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell and NYPD Blue, 51 years old today. Kesha is 38, and Justin Bieber turns 31.
Kesha.
I'm not as cool as you are. I don't stay on top of it like you do. So Kesha. Sorry, Kesha, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to all those folks, and if you out there tuned in are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you as well.
Happy birthday.
Some special events. It is Beer Day. Isn't it Beer Day every day in Wisconsin, though? It's Beer Day.
That's probably true.
It is Share a Smile Day. It is Dress in Blue Day. I don't think I'm not wearing any blue. Are you wearing any blue?
I got a little bit of blue, right, but not a lot.
It is Employee Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Are you a peanut butter fan?
I love peanut butter.
All right, so have some peanut butter today. Mm-hmm. It is Wedding Planning Day. It is World Day of Prayer, World Compliment Day as well, and Plan a Solo Vacation Day. So that's all on the docket for this day.
Compliments should be given every day.
There you go. All right, time for our number for the day quiz. Ian is 3 for 4 so far this week. So
it's
today,
a big one.
Today, trying to match his all-time best, 4 out of 5.
NBA is the topic.
NBA, and it has something to do with our... has something to do with our history lesson, because I get information on the weekend as well, but we don't use them because we are off on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But on this date, on Sunday, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors set an NBA record for points in a game on March the 2nd of 1962.
Okay.
Our number for the day is, what is the number of points that Wilt Chamberlain scored to set the all-time NBA record?
All right, what are my choices?
Is the correct answer 80 points in a game? Is the correct answer 90 points in a game?
Ooh.
Is the correct answer 100 points in a game? So the record in the NBA for scoring by one player in one game, Wilt Chamberlain on 80, this on 90, Sunday in points. 1962. 80 points did he score? 90 points did he score, or 100 points did he score?
Well, to me, any amount of those points is impressive. But
that's a big night.
I'm going to say that he set a record of, I'm going to say 100 points. I'm going to say with C, to end the week, that's my final answer. I'm going to say 100 points.
All right. On March the 2nd of 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors scored an NBA record 100 points in a game against the New York Knicks.
Mashed my 4 out of 5 again. Oh, that feels good.
So, what is that, the third time you've done it?
Third time.
There you go. So, 4 out of 5, and that came after you missed on Monday. So, that's very impressive.
Oh, it feels nice to pull out a win, especially going into the weekend.
Well, have a great weekend. Have fun this weekend and your busyness.
You have fun with your games, too.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a good
time.
Happy
Friday, everybody. Stay safe out there, especially with the wind.
And we will talk about our weekends and a whole bunch more. Kristen Alfheim, state senator, will join us on Monday morning, and hopefully you'll join us as well. Have a great weekend. Matt and Air on Air next on 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The country's getting its first official language. CBS News confirms President Trump is planning to sign an executive order making it English. It would rescind a federal mandate by former President Clinton and allow federal agencies and others that receive government funding to choose whether to continue offering help to non-English speakers in other languages. Mr. Trump getting set to meet with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky next hour. They're expected to sign a rare earth minerals deal as payback for U.S. military aid.
It's really very good for Ukraine and very good for us. The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed.
New numbers show some progress on inflation. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The PCE reading was the slowest pace in 7 months. It's the direction the Fed would like to see, though remember, the Fed's target is 2%, so we are still above the Fed's target.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlin.